You're listening to the Crabtree's Chat Room, Season 1, Episode 10.
What is up, y'all?
How's it going?
We're back with another episode.
Sorry, it's been a while, y'all.
For real, we didn't mean to skip a week, but things get a little hectic.
You skipped two, maybe.
No, just one, I think.
Just one?
Just one. It's not too bad. Last week, we talked about personal responsibility. This week, we are going to talk about personal boundaries and what they are.
Personal boundaries are the limits and rules we set for ourselves within relationships. Any type of relationship, okay? So that's like boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whatever the case may be.
Exactly. Like, a person with healthy boundaries can say no to others when they want to, but they're also comfortable opening themselves up to intimacy and close relationships. So, like, it's okay. If you don't want to do something, then it's okay to say no to others, and you shouldn't have to worry about whether they're going to be mad at you for it or not. So, a person who always, like, keeps others at a distance, whether it's, like, emotionally, physically, or otherwise, they're said to have, like, rigid boundaries. And alternatively, someone who tends to get too involved with others has, like, porous boundaries. And we're going to go over what rigid boundaries and porous boundaries look like.
All right, so rigid boundaries. A lot of people with rigid boundaries, they avoid intimacy and close relationships. They're unlikely to ask for help. They have few close relationships. Very protective of personal information. They also may seem detached, even with romantic partners. And they also keep others at a distance to avoid the possibility of rejection. They have a big fear of rejection.
Yeah, for real. And somebody with, like, porous boundaries would be someone who overshares their personal information. It could be somebody who has difficulty saying no to the request of others because they feel like they have to. They're over-involved with other people's problems. They're dependent on the opinions of others. And they're accepting of abuse or disrespect. Or they just fear rejection if they do not comply with what other people want. So in layman's terms, I guess you could call, like, a people pleaser. Somebody who is a people pleaser has porous boundaries.
Right, right. Now we got healthy boundaries. So you value your own opinion. No matter what it is, you value it. All right.
Yeah, you shouldn't need the opinions of others to validate yourself.
No.
It should come from within.
Exactly. And you don't compromise values for others either. Like, you don't, you know, what am I looking for to say here? You don't just,
like, if you
give an inch, they try to take a mile, so don't give the inch.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Maybe you can say that better than me. I'm not sure. I mean, I forgot what exactly came to my mind.
I was going to say something that, like, doesn't, like, someone who doesn't compromise their values for others. Like, maybe you value honesty and your partner doesn't. Or maybe you value, like, your privacy and your partner doesn't. Then that could be something that you could compromise just to make the other person happy. Like, if that's a limit you have for yourself, then don't do that.
Right. And another healthy boundary is you share your personal information perfectly. You know what I mean? Like, appropriately, as in you're not sitting there silent, not saying anything, but you're also not there over-conversating.
Right. Like, I know somebody who had kind of, like, porous boundaries, and she would, like, I didn't really know her that well, you know, I don't know what people are going through, but she was just very oversharing on her personal information. Like, she would tell me how much she was making and what she would have to, like, budget and everything like that. And I'm like, honey, I know that that might be important to you, but, like, you don't go around telling other people that. That's none of their business.
That's the type of person. What's your social security number?
Yeah, that's none of their business, you know? So, I mean, you could meet people like this and they might show it to you, so.
Another healthy boundary. Sorry to move on so quick.
No, you're good, baby.
Another healthy boundary is you know your own personal wants and needs, and you can communicate them, no problem. No sweat.
You have to be able to communicate them in a healthy term. Like, bottling shit up inside and then fucking blowing up on somebody is not cool, and it's not a great way to tell somebody what you need.
Plus, you start saying shit you don't mean at all, and then you could really fucking hurt the other person, like, fucking say it's your significant other.
And
you build up this anger because you haven't told them this boundary or what's bothering you or something like that, you know? or telling them where you overstepped, and then at a certain point you just lose your shit and blow up, you know? Like, you could turn around and say, you know, I'm not even gonna go into it, but but yeah, you don't do that.
The most important one is a huge one that you will notice when you start setting boundaries with people and it's time to cut them off. When a person cannot accept when you say no to them, then that's a problem. And it's not all about the other person. You're not being selfish setting boundaries. That's just something you have in place for yourself, just like that person should have in place for themselves. So if you find yourself interacting with somebody who gets mad when you tell them no or that you can't do something for them, it's probably time to take that person out of your circle of friends, for sure.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Most people have a mix of different boundary types. For example, someone could have healthy boundaries at work, porous boundaries in romantic relationships, and a mix of all three types with their family.
Yeah, the appropriateness of boundaries depends heavily on the setting. Like, what's appropriate to say when you're out with friends might not be appropriate when you're at work. For example, like, my friends and I, when we were younger, used to find comedy in crude jokes. And when you say certain crude jokes in the workplace, that's considered sexual harassment. So you can't do that shit. Like, something that might be okay with friends might not be appropriate at work.
There's a lot of cases like that. Some cultures have very different expectations when it comes to boundaries. For example, in some cultures, it's considered widely inappropriate to express emotions publicly. In other cultures, emotional expression is encouraged. So, like you know, over there in China, what's your PDA?
<You know? laughs> And over in Italy, like, do all the PDA you want.
Oh, yeah, man. People are fucking in the street over there. Shit. It's Italy, man.
For real. But anyways, on that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the different types of boundaries that you should have and focus on. So there's 6 different types of boundaries. And the first one is like physical boundaries. So like, obviously that would be your personal space and like physical touching. Healthy physical boundaries include an awareness of like what's appropriate and what's not in various settings and types of relationships. So like hugs, shake hands, like handshakes or kisses, depending on what like you view as an appropriate boundary. So somebody you might not know, you know, you might not want to shake their hand. And that could be a physical boundary for you. Maybe you don't like being touched. Maybe you don't like touching other people. Maybe you're a germaphobe. Who knows? But they can be violated. Physical boundaries can be violated if someone touches you when you don't want them to or when they invade your personal space. So, for example, an invasion of personal space would be like rummaging through your bedroom. Like, when you come into other people's houses, you know, you...
Or it could be, like, your personal space, like, physically touching you and you don't want to be touched.
Right.
Or touching you inappropriately, like a friend shouldn't touch you. Right. You know what I mean?
Or, like, if you have a friend in your house and they think just because they're your friend that it's okay to go through your personal things, like, no, that's not okay. That could be overstepping a boundary for some people.
Yeah, yeah. Another type of boundary is intellectual boundaries. Okay, these refer to thoughts and ideas. Healthy intellectual boundaries include respect for others' ideas and awareness of appropriate discussion. As in, like, should we talk about the weather or politics type of shit, you know? Intellectual boundaries are violated when someone dismisses or belittles another person's thoughts or ideas. So don't put nobody down because they have an idea about something they think is really cool or something, and then you're over here like, oh, that's fucking stupid.
Right, don't make them feel like their thoughts or ideas, like, are invalid in any type of way, basically.
Same with feelings. Don't ever make feelings feel invalid either.
Exactly. Speaking of feelings, the next one is emotional boundaries. And obviously, like, that refers to a person's feelings, like we just said. Healthy emotional boundaries include limitations on when to share and when not to share personal information. So, like, for example, gradually sharing personal information during development of a relationship, that would be, like, little things. Like, oh, I'm from Utah, and this is what my parents did and how I was raised. Like, stuff like that. And as opposed to, like, revealing everything to everyone. So, like, your whole life doesn't need to be on Facebook or internet. And some people learn that the hard way and some people just don't, you know? It just depends. As far as it goes, though, emotional boundaries are violated when someone criticizes you, if they belittle you, or if they invalidate your feelings in any type of way.
For real, for real. All right, guys, this next one's big. Sexual boundaries, okay? So, this means, like, it refers to the emotional, intellectual, and physical aspects of sexuality, okay? Healthy sexual boundaries involve mutual understanding and respect of limitations and desires between sexual partners, okay? So, like, let each other know, like, what you want and what you don't want. So, let's say, hey, I want to do you in the butt, you know? And then your girl's over here like, hell no, you got to respect that boundary, you know?
Right, for real. You know, like, what might work for you might not work for your partner.
As the great Kevin Hart says, pineapples, you know?
Yeah, baby step me into your nasty world.
Yeah, sexual boundaries can be violated with unwanted sexual touch, pressure to engage in sexual activities, leering or sexual comments. Like don't try to, like, guilt trip your partner or someone into getting it in a sack with you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And, like, if somebody makes an inappropriate comment towards you at work, like, that could be considered sexual harassment in a way, because obviously they're there to work. They're not there to freaking be looking at your ass or make comments on it. So.
Right, right.
The next one's material boundaries, which refers to money and possessions. Healthy material boundaries involve, like, setting limits on what you will share and with who. So, for example, it may be appropriate to lend a car to a family member, but probably not to someone, like, you met this morning, obviously. like, that would be kind of a stupid decision.
They'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just, for real.
You, like, just gave your vehicle to some random motherfucker and I was getting chopped down at the shop in Detroit.
Exactly.
You
know? Shit. Material boundaries can be violated when someone steals or damages another person's possessions, or when they, like, pressure them to give them or lend them their personal possessions.
Yeah, watch out for them neighbors, though. They're the ones that are crazy about borrowing your tools and your yard work shit.
And never giving them back.
And they break that shit, give it back all busted, and be like, oh, no, it happened, I got it like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you lying sack of shit, and where's my... you gotta go buy me a new one, mother... Mm-hmm. All right, guys, I think there's one more. Yes, there is. Time boundaries. This refers to a person...
It refers to how a person uses their time.
There we go. I'm sorry, guys. Like, we just got the definition of this shit right here, and then we're, like, going off of what we believe it is, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I just had, like, you know, a toddler moment. Don't worry about me. It's okay. To have healthy time boundaries, a person must set aside enough time for each other. What?
For each facet of their life. Okay, so that means for each, like,
this is
for example.
Kind of funny. We're supposed to be kind of serious.
Yeah.
It's boundaries,
no,
man.
It's okay. Like, so boundaries. For example, like, work, relationship, and hobbies could be separate parts of your life, basically, is what each facet would
be. Oh, time boundaries are like when you're spending too much time with somebody and taking away their time to do their daily life and do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't want to do that, you know. Don't ever demand too much of another's time.
Yeah, and that's how time boundaries can be violated. And I know I talk about it quite a bit. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the episodes at all, but I had a friend, we'll put quotation marks around that, who freaking asked me to bleach her hair, like, 2 hours before we had to go to work.
Yeah.
And it did not come out the way she wanted it. So, like, it didn't look bad, but it definitely needed, like, a second bleaching on it to really bring the orange tones out of the hair. And, like, I don't know, if she would have given me more time.
Her fucking pumpkin head.
Yeah, if she would have given me more time, it would have been done better. But that's, like, something that could be a violation of, like, a time boundary, because... You know, when you try to say no, some people are like, oh, come on, please, I just really, really need it. And me being me before I started setting boundaries with people and saying no. Like I used to, jump at everything. I was like a big people pleaser. And it's not necessarily like doing everything for people that makes me a people pleaser. It's more of like a shut up and listen type of people pleaser. And I didn't like that shit. Honestly, I got sick and tired of it, and I was always taking time away from myself to do my own things and worry about my own life. And unfortunately, like, part of that was just the way I grew up, bouncing from family member to family member, you know, when, like, you're not somebody's kid, even if they see you as family, doesn't necessarily mean they're gonna treat you like they treat their own kids. And for me, that was, like, a lot of kind of, I had to learn to do everything for myself, by myself. And I didn't have to do that with my grandparents, you know, but with my uncle and aunt, like, in Texas and Vegas, like, I ended up having to do my own laundry, obviously. Like, we had chores that were a part of the house and stuff, but I feel like when you don't set boundaries for kids and show them what appropriate boundaries look like, they just follow the lead off of what they've seen. And so, for me, I was pretty much following the lead off of what I was seeing and how I was being raised. And sometimes you need to address those traumas, because then you get stuck in repetitive negative behaviors and patterns that keep you stagnant where you are when it's time to make a change. And if you would make a change to those things and actually try to work on it and heal from it, then a lot of your life kind of starts falling together, and a lot of the negative stuff starts going away and the positive stuff comes in. So it really, it depends on how you feel and if you're receptive enough to want to help yourself, because nobody can help you unless you want to help yourself. I hope you guys find this episode insightful. I hope you learned quite a bit. And don't be afraid to say no to other people. Don't be afraid to take care of yourself, because self-care isn't selfish at all.
By any means.
Yeah. But on that note, we're going to end the episode, and we will see you guys next week on Friday.
All right, y'all. Be safe. Have a good one.